This episode is brought to you by Vuori. I love sports. I know you do too. I also know that lots of you exercise, but if you're like me and my wife, the beloved sports gal, you're sick and tired of ugly, uncomfortable workout gear, especially, you know, I do a lot of walking. I walk around LA. I make calls. I listen to podcasts. Here are two words that will change everything. Vuori clothing, a line of activewear that is unbelievable. The best thing about Vuori is you can lounge around in it. You can work out in it. You can go outside. You can go shopping down in your local wherever. And you never feel like you're either underdressed or overdressed. You're just comfortable. You can wear it when you're training, traveling, lounging around the house. Go get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet. Here's the deal. Our listeners get 20% off their first purchase at Vuori.com/Simmons. Once again, Vuori.com/Simmons. This episode is brought to you by Max. The new HBO original limited series, The Sympathizer, is an espionage thriller and cross-culture satire that follows a communist spy during the final days of the Vietnam War and his new life as a refugee in Los Angeles, from executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., and based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel. The Sympathizer is streaming now exclusively on Max. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Hopefully, when you get out of the ring, you're going to look the same as when you rolled in.
Babe, wow.
What the hell is wrong with you?
That is awful.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to After the Bell. I am still Corey Graves, and we're doing it a bit different this week. Better than ever, this might be the greatest episode of After the Bell we've ever done. And I say that without irony, but to enjoy the greatest episode of After the Bell that we've ever done, my co-host, my co-pilot, the Cameron Fry to my Ferris Bueller.
Nice.
The voice of NXT 2.0, Vic Joseph. Vic, how are you, my friend?
I'm not worried about me because I'm excited because my favorite part of you is sitting to your left.
That's right. For those not watching on YouTube or wherever, we are joined this week for the duration by the Sloane Peterson to my Ferris Bueller. She is known as the most beautiful woman in all of WWE. She's my better half. She is Carmella. Carmella, welcome to After the Bell.
I don't know who Sloane Peterson is.
Wow, we are
off. Am I supposed to know?
I just set the bar so high. I just proudly declared that we were about to have the greatest After the Bell we've ever had.
I'm happy you're here because typically I'm the one that lets them down. So that's actually
okay,
how I
well,
feel pretty
I'll
good
relieve
about
you
myself.
Of those duties.
You whiffed on the lob, the high right down the middle, softball, and you whiffed.
Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised.
I'm excited. Thank you so much for having me. This is exciting.
This is a little different because usually on ATB we have our guests call in, Zoom in, FaceTime in. You're here in the flesh because, well, let's be perfectly honest, we share a basement.
We do. And we're both wearing satin pajamas.
Vic.
I am not.
Vic.
What the heck, Vic?
I don't know. I have on Lululemon, I guess.
I made the declaration 2 weeks ago that the only way to live was in satin pajamas. Last week, I followed through. This week, Vic, you have had ample time to obtain. I've even asked you. I've sent you links if you want satin pajamas. And here you are. You're letting me down.
You actually sent me a text message saying that you were having an internal conversation with yourself if you wanted to send me a bathroom selfie. Of you wearing your new satin pajamas.
That is true.
What?
I did.
What is happening?
You were on the road and I was lonely.
Clearly.
I was very excited to show Vic my new satin pajamas that I'm wearing right now with these little tiger print check marks. And I felt like it was.
Oh, these are tiger print. I'm dying over your whole look right now. Satin pajamas, a mustache.
The mustache.
You look like straight out of the 80s right now.
I am trying to reinvent the sleaze. I am really leaning into this. I feel like the pencil thin mustache. This was actually a recommendation by the most beautiful woman in all of WWE.
I love the mustache because I think it takes a certain kind of confidence to be able to pull off a mustache. You have the great bone structure. You have a handsome face. So I think it takes a certain kind of person to pull off a mustache. And I think you're doing it well.
You know, he's going to say this all the time now about his mustache because you keep filling his head with all this hot air and it keeps growing and growing and growing. By the way, Mackenzie got satin pajamas.
Okay, so how did you get left out of the party? I mean, you willfully left yourself out of the satin pajama party.
That's on you.
Yeah, I I don't know. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know. I think that's your thing. I just like wearing my sweatpants and boxer shorts.
I want the ability. We've talked about this before. The end game, the ultimate result is for me to be able to wear satin pajamas on Monday Night Raw. That's the goal long term, but I'm really, really, really trying to make this happen.
I would typically bet you about that, but look, I've learned my lesson, Mella, because I bet him one time to get in digital get down during a replay. And he nailed it.
Just for clarification purposes, for those listening who may not be familiar with what, in fact, digital get down is.
Everybody listening is familiar with that. If you are listening and you're a 37, 38, 40-year-old man that has never listened or knows a song about NSYNC, you're lying to yourself. Everyone knows NSYNC.
I didn't say nobody knew NSYNC. I said not everyone knows digital
get down. Oh, they know digital get down. There's not one bad NSYNC song.
Well, we can agree to disagree on
that. I will say I'm not surprised, though. He can get anything in on commentary. Like, if you give him the most ridiculous phrase, he'll find a way to make it work.
And here's one. In my never-ending attempt to be comedic or entertain myself or be ridiculous, this past Monday night on Raw, Drew McIntyre, Big E, as a tag team, and they did the trademark New Day unicorn stampede in the corner where they keep tagging in and out the rotating door. I think this is such an easy softball. And
I don't play sports.
I imagine they don't have unicorns. I imagine they don't have unicorns in Scotland, because that's not that ridiculous of a thought. You would think, okay, unicorns are not real animals. They don't really exist. Get this, Vic. Did you know that the unicorn is the national animal of Scotland?
I wouldn't have thought that.
I never in a billion years would have thought that. But, you know, Twitter coming to the aid of, commentary at every given opportunity, they rightfully corrected me, and I actually looked it up. And in fact, the unicorn is the national animal of Scotland.
I would have thought it would have been a dragon or something. Not a unicorn.
A fictional animal.
Yeah, you can't. It'd be like saying, the new...
What's another fake animal? I don't know.
I don't know. There's not that
many. Loch Ness Monster.
Mantar. Yeah, the Loch Ness Monster would make more sense. Yeah. Can Mantar be the new national animal of the United States?
No.
You're my little Mantar.
Before it gets off the rails, I do want to bring to attention something that you've been a very busy girl this week.
Oh, God, yes.
You have been extremely busy. You occupy your time rather productively, comparatively speaking, to me, where I choose to sit on the couch and rot. You make things happen. The first of which, this past Monday, you dropped on the world like a brand new Taylor Swift album, one of your impression videos.
Oh, yes. I was wondering where you were going with that. I was a little worried. I'm like, what have I done this week? Yes, I did. I brought it back and I decided to be The Rock. And I think I nailed it.
What's inspired you to do this? This is something you started doing last year, mid-pandemic, out of boredom. And we all of a sudden receive a box with bald caps and various wigs.
We didn't all of a sudden receive a box. I ordered all of these things.
I'm saying to me.
I ordered wigs and bald caps and mustaches and goatees. And I mean, I could probably rock a mustache right now.
You can't spring stuff on Corey. You know this. You can't just have boxes show up at the house. He will just randomly think somebody is sending him packages. And then he will get angry that somebody sent him gifts because now someone knows his address. And then he becomes very mad that he got free stuff.
I don't know if that's true.
Exactly
the amount
accurate.
Of boxes that arrive on our doorstep daily, because I'm a shopaholic.
The reason I brought this one up is it was your first attempt, I believe, of doing an impression of none other than the most electrifying man in entertainment, The Rock. And is it safe to say that somebody might have taken notice?
Yeah, The Rock messaged me on Instagram.
I talk all the time about my greatest fear in life being some big-time celebrity, some... multi-millionaire athlete sliding into Mella's DMs. Who does it this time? The freaking Rock. I can't compete with that.
I mean,
not even
listen.
With that mustache.
He was very complimentary. I couldn't even believe it. I was like, my mind was blown. He was like, oh my God, that was so funny. I'm like, what is happening right now? He was like giving me tips. He's like, you know, the cadence on that is not easy. And he starts like cutting a promo. I'm like, what is happening? I was just like, my mind was blown. I don't fangirl that much over really, I mean, the amount of people that we meet in this business, it's like, oh yeah, just another day. But for The Rock to recognize, I'm like, what is happening right now?
And that's one I just go, okay, I'm just going to take this out.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the whole post was the fact that she let everybody know how ratchet the cap was because it was popping off at the side. I was like, hey, that's...
I couldn't fit my hair into it. I have tons of hair extensions in, so I couldn't fit it in the bald cap. If you look at the video, I have the sides taped down with masking tape. So it's so, so, so ratchet. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And I think I pulled it off.
I also want to bring up something else that you did on Instagram because I think it speaks volumes to women all over the world. And it was the no makeup selfie that you posted. Corey and I talk about all the time. Negativity is just on Twitter. It's on social media all over the world. But you went out of your way. Look, and hats off. I've traveled with both of you guys. I've been at the airport at 6 o'clock in the morning. I've seen the hat and the sunglasses and the sweats. There's no lie in what you posted. But I just want to say kudos to you for helping spread a positive message to all those other women out there.
I appreciate that, Vic. Thank you. I just think it's so important because, you know, right now my whole thing is I'm the most beautiful woman in all of WWE. Well, you know what? Sometimes I don't feel that freaking beautiful. And especially with social media and the negativity of the trolls, it's honestly exhausting. And like I said in that post, it's at an all-time high. You know, the hate is just so hard to deal with sometimes. And I just felt like if I'm dealing with this, I know there's someone else out there dealing with this, other women dealing with the pressures of trying to keep up with social media and try to look a certain way, Photoshop their photos a certain way. And it's like, no, let's be real for a second. And I think I kind of got lost for a little bit in this character and just kind of like really going above and beyond talking about how beautiful I am. But it's like, okay, no, let's cut the bull crap and be like, no, this is who I really am in everyday life. You see me in the morning, you see me, like, I'm in sweats all the time. Rarely am I like dressed up other than if I'm at work. So I think it's important to really show that to young women.
And now here you are in satin pajamas for the world to see.
Living up to the moniker, by the way, most beautiful woman in all of WWE, even in satin pajamas. Listen, I think I probably owe you a level of an apology for all of the extra Twitter anger that you endure because of me.
It's
what
true.
A weird world we live in where somebody gets mad at something I say on television, which happens literally every week. But instead of just going, hey, Graves, you suck. You should be fired. Everyone hates you. They tag her and it's like, what are you going to do? You're going to like scold me?
Right. It is exhausting and people have to realize like, and I get a lot of hate because, oh, Carmella's only on TV this week because she's dating Corey Graves. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have pull and create? Like what? Like you have no control over what happens in my career.
As much as the internet has created this narrative that I have any sort of stroke in the company, I'm
like,
just a dude.
I'm on TV this week because I'm dating Corey. Thanks, Corey. Thanks, babe. Like, no.
Well, to that point, I am personally very, very excited that you will be joining the Monday Night Raw roster. And this was a discussion you and I had when I got moved to Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania, the importance of your environment and your locker room and how much the SmackDown women's locker room meant to you and how tightly knit that whole community is. Talk to them about, because people don't get to know that and understand how important that can be for a superstar in their life.
I mean, this is our family. We spend more time on the road than we do at home. So the girls that you're surrounded with in your locker room, they become your family. And I've been on SmackDown since the inception of the draft back in 2016. So this is all I've known. And I take pride in knowing that SmackDown has always had a very positive locker room, a great camaraderie. And that I take a lot of pride in because I've only ever been on SmackDown. So that is like my locker room. That's like the girls there. I love the girls. And I'm excited for Raw because I do feel like our locker room on Raw is going to be great too. But I think people forget, like, for example, we're talking about Twitter trolls and the internet and the negativity of social media. You know, Bianca did an interview, I think I told you about it a few weeks ago, where she said that Carmella and I are the glue that's held SmackDown together over the last year. And of course, there's sort of, oh, Carmella, what does she have to do with anything? All she does is lose and she sucks and this and that. It's like people forget that there's so much more that goes on behind the scenes than what you just see on TV, right? So I think I take pride in that, knowing that I'm the glue that, you know, Bianca can go out there and say that for the champion, the girl who's been our girl for like however long, says that about me. I'm like, thank you. Like that means so much to me. And I think, you know, just being a part of this environment and this locker room has just been so special to me.
I guess I never realized you've been on SmackDown since day one.
Yeah.
That never crossed my mind until just now that's all you've ever known. And it's funny because now taking a step back, thinking about that, everything that you've accomplished and seeing you as a character and also knowing you as a person, you were asked to, hey, go out with R-Truth and do dance breaks. I remember saying to you on Live Events, man, this is the best gig in the business right now, isn't it? you were entertaining, but you also been a SmackDown Women's Champion, but you've also competed and won ladder matches. You know, it's all the different things you can do that you have done that is a credit to you as a performer. And this is just me speaking from the heart that I don't think you could make the argument, Graves. You're sitting with perhaps maybe the most underappreciated woman in the division in terms of a fan.
I would agree with that.
I know you're going to be biased, so I'm trying to say it because it's coming from me, not coming from you. I'm being serious when I say this. You know, we don't BS on this podcast. And thinking about you've never been off SmackDown to me is mind-blowing. It's absolutely mind-blowing to me that I never correlated that.
Oh, well, I try to always take whatever it is they give me and turn it into something. I won Money in the Bank through a guy, right? And so that was a big controversy. And then I'm paired with James Ellsworth for however long, and I make that work. And then I'm one of the most hated people in the business when I was champion. People hated me. And then 3 weeks later, they pair me with R-Truth, and I'm one of the most loved people. Like, to me, I'm like, okay, you want me to do that? I'll do that. Oh, and then after that, you want me to get a new character, and then you want me to have a sommelier, and then you want me to wear a mask. You want me to be, like, whatever it is that I'm given, I take pride in being like, I'm going to make this work. There's no way I'm not going to make it work. And that's what I've done my entire career, and I am very proud of that.
This episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. The less your business spends, the more margin of money you have. I think that's pretty obvious for everyone, but actually doing it, that's easier said than done because the cost of everything is going up these days. So do the smart thing. Switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth so you can easily reduce costs and headaches. NetSuite specifically helps by reducing IT costs since it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, and cutting the costs of maintaining multiple systems since everything you need is on one suite. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See for yourself how effective NetSuite can be and try it out today. And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/ringer. That is netsuite.com/ringer.
We know how much your time on SmackDown has meant to you, but it is very possible that tonight could be your final match on Friday Night SmackDown as the Queen's Crown Tournament continues, you versus Zelina Vega. How cool is it for you to be part of this tournament?
I think this is amazing for the women, you know, to have the Queen's Crown Tournament. It's been a long time coming, and I'm super proud just to be involved. Would I like to win? Of course, who doesn't want to be the first woman to win something like this? But just to be involved in this, you know, it's really exciting, and I'm so proud of the women.
I, for one, am really, really hoping that you are successful in your matchup with Zelina Vega tonight, because that means you get to join me on that trip to the other side of the world for what WWE is buzzing about right now. A week from yesterday, this coming Thursday, Crown Jewel streaming live, WWE Network on Peacock. This show is stacked already. We're going to have the finals of the Queen's Crown Tournament, the finals of the King of the Ring Tournament. And just looking up and down, Vic, I mean, this is a WrestleMania caliber card.
It is. When it comes to the Crown Jewel, I haven't been this excited for a Crown Jewel event since the reunion of DX. I mean, Edge, Seth Rollins, Hell in a Cell, Roman, Brock. You mentioned the Queen's Crown, the King of the Ring, Bobby Lashley, Goldberg. I'm excited personally for Mansoor versus Ali, because I think these two are going to be given a platform to steal the show and tear the house down. I have a lot of respect for Ali from my time with him on 205 Live, and Mansoor going back to Saudi Arabia. Story tells itself. So this is an event that I'm very much looking forward to. And as you mentioned, WrestleMania caliber, 100%.
I obviously I hope to be competing for the Queen's Crown Tournament. However, I personally am excited for Becky, Bianca, and Sasha. I think those girls, want to talk about stealing the show, they're going to steal the show.
I like that. Talk about you. You were sort of a linchpin in this storyline, pun not intended, but at SummerSlam, you get inserted last minute. talk about that. Let's talk about the madness that was SummerSlam.
It was crazy. And you know, I watch them doing packages now and they just try to like write me out of this history. First of all, I was part of this huge huge moment at SummerSlam. And had my music not hit initially, then I don't think Becky would have gotten the reaction she did. And I'm going to say that.
I think that's fair.
I know that that's pretty cocky to say, but if Becky's music hit first, would she have gotten a great reaction? Of course. She's Becky Lynch. Of course she would have. However, when my music hit,
people were pissed.
They were so mad. And I'm walking down that aisle taking my sweet time and I'm like just relishing in this moment. So then when Becky's music hits, it made it that much bigger.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of that moment.
Isn't it ironic we talk about Twitter, because at that moment I was in Orlando getting ready for TakeOver. Oh, we wanted Becky. We're so mad. Then Becky comes out. Yeah. And then Becky wins. Oh, we hate Becky. It was like, what a roller coaster of emotions on social media.
That's Twitter for you. That's Twitter. We want Becky. We want Becky. Now we have her. Oh, we didn't want her like that. Well, sorry, you can't have your cake and eat it too. But that is wrestling Twitter. But I'm really excited for that match. I mean, those girls are going to tear it down. And I kind of want to see Bianca walk out as champion. Mm.
I'm a fan. I think Bianca was doing a great job as champion. And I think, look, she beat Sasha Banks to become SmackDown Women's Champion at WrestleMania. If she beats Becky Lynch to become SmackDown Women's Champion at Crown Jewel, that's two of the best of the best. And that really solidifies Bianca as a main event player.
And
she isn't already.
I like this for Bianca though too, right? Because you can only be on top for so long. You have to have something to fight for. And I think it maybe kind of lit a flame under her and reminded her she needs to step her game up. You know, she was champ. She was running through everyone left and right. I mean, she ran through me. I can't even count how many times. But she needed something to kind of get her back to where she needed to be. And I think that's what this is doing for her.
There's something we've been talking about on NXT 2.0, and you kind of hit the nail with Bianca's fresh faces, you know, something to fight for. Someone who has been around that you've tangled with is Liv Morgan. You know, that's someone that the social media world loves every single week. Can you talk about Liv a little bit here?
Yeah, I mean, Liv is a firecracker. She is so incredibly talented, and a match that I'm really, really, really proud of is our match at Extreme Rules. We had some time, and that's something that has been a bit of root of frustration lately, I think, on SmackDown, because SmackDown is a 2-hour show. So we don't get a lot of time to show what we can do. So we finally had this pay-per-view match, and we had, I think, 10 minutes, and we killed it. We had a great match, and she won, and I was so happy for her. And I think, you know, it's her time. And she's just been kind of deprived this whole time. You know, she was thrown into this tag team when she first debuted, you know, with these girls she didn't even really know. She made that work. And, you know, she's lost her tag team partners. Now she's trying to reinvent herself. And the fans are so behind her. They want this for her so bad. And all I want for her is to succeed. That's all I want.
Just not at your expense.
Not at my expense, of course. And I just beat her.
Speaking of not at your expense, we have to ask. We have to acknowledge the most drastic change in the presentation of the most beautiful woman in all of WWE, the mask. Let's talk about the mask. The reason for it makes total sense to me. I mean, who wouldn't want to protect this investment? I personally am a big fan of the mask because I realize that, you know, hopefully when you get out of the ring, you're going to look the same as when you rolled in.
Babe, wow.
What the hell is wrong with you?
That is awful. And you wonder why Twitter, like, people hate you. Right. Are you kidding? That was awful.
That's staying in the show, by the way. No one cut that one out. I want that one to live on.
I can't believe you would say that. See, now you wonder why I have like issues with social media. And my boyfriend's over here like, you better look like that when you wake up in the morning.
I'm just going to sit back and enjoy this.
With you.
Got my iced coffee here. You guys have fun for a little bit. I'm going to sit back and watch the magic.
Dang it.
She might whoop your ass before she gets to tonight's show and before she gets to Crown Jewel.
You can't give me a microphone without me putting my foot in my mouth. I mean, that's just what happens.
How dare you? I'm grateful you wear the mask because, God, if you look like crap when you come home, you're sleeping on the couch.
For protective purposes. The same reason I was a fan of Sheamus's face mask. You got to protect what you're working with. That's all.
Well, he had a broken nose.
And you are trying to prevent one.
Right. And that's what I'm trying to do.
I've already gotten myself into enough trouble. Talk about the process of having this mask made, because I was there. I was privy to it. I witnessed it. It was one of the most entertaining things I've ever seen.
It was the worst thing I've ever done. I never want to do that again. It was the most uncomfortable situation. I had to sit in this chair with trash bags taped all over me and had put like this goo all over my face. And the only thing preventing me from suffocating were two tiny baby little holes in my nostrils. And they had to put like...
This is like plaster. Now this is full-blown...
Yeah, goo. First of all, there's all this goo, right? And then after the goo, they
Can
put
we stop
plaster.
Saying the word goo, please?
Goo!
Just It's one of those words that just makes me cringe.
Like moist?
Moist goo? That's even worse.
Oh, no. You can't
Billy
put them together.
Billy Moisty Goo.
Ew.
Okay. But then we had to put plaster.
This is a terrible idea. You guys are ganging up on me.
Well, I mean, you deserve it.
Again, let's go
comment.
Back to how this began. Hey, babe, I'm glad you wore it because I didn't want you to break your face because if you don't get out the same way you went in, like that.
I didn't say that.
Yes, kinda. You did. No. Verbatim, that's what you said.
Mackenzie would have heard that. I said that. She would have marched into this studio. She would have beat my ass, and then she would have walked out smiling.
Well, see? I'm tougher
see
than you.
See how nice
are.
I am? Oh,
God, I hope she puts a stiletto in the side of your head today for being so
I'm into that.
Her.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, back to the gooey, moisty goo.
Oh, my God. The moist goo. Basically, I had to sit there for 45 minutes, and it was, I mean, you saw. I had such anxiety. I had anxiety. It was awful. But they said, even Triple H couldn't even do it. They said he had to rip it off when he had to get fitted for something. They said it was just like, not many people can go through it.
The mask maker is the same guy, Jason Baker, who's created so many classic pieces in WWE.
Oh, yeah.
He's made Triple H's entrance mask with the skulls and things like that. And he was telling us the story that was even overwhelming for the game himself. But what a pro. I enjoyed it. I sat there in
I'm
the
sure
studio
you did.
Playing old school Mortal Kombat.
We have photos
Kombat.
Of him being like behind me as I'm like, can't even breathe.
How tight is, so the mask is when they say form fitting, it's in every crevice.
They made an actual mold
like
of her face.
Yes.
Like if you walk into the studio right now, there is Carmella's face and it's bald, but it's an actual mannequin
cute.
Head, but it's her. It's
Are you going to get it?
Oh, I should get it. Maybe
yeah.
we should. We can
and then when
the
she's on the, yeah, you guys should put it in the house somewhere, like paint it up and stuff like that. And then you should go get
them.
One too.
It could be like the Hall of Faces in Game
yeah.
of Thrones.
That'd
yeah.
be awesome. That'd be yeah. really cool.
I love that.
That's some
that material. Could be the entry into the basement, down the steps, all the different faces just looking at you as you walk down with like strobe lights going before you get
I
to the bottom.
That.
You
I'm
guys have your own little
phone.
Halloween
like,
thing.
I think we're on to something. Never mind
like
Halloween.
That.
Let's just do it full blown 365 all year round.
I love it. I think that's a great idea.
Then I want to get a mold of my hand flipping you off.
Wow.
For all of the crappy things you say to me.
Oh, I now say- you're taking it too far here. Now you just sucked over a lot. I have to be the voice of reason. I had to do it plenty of times in the car as well, in the front, turning around going, hey, you don't cross that line. You put your hands back over there. Guys, sit, calm down.
That was when you got us a charcuterie board and flowers.
I'm a damn good wheel, man.
So
I'm going to tell you right now.
So
I'm glad she brought it up.
Yeah, I am too, because we talk about Vic's skills as the wheel man.
Yes.
Ad nauseum on the show. But you also have experienced the greatness that can be provided when
that
Vic
was
Joseph
a backhanded was- compliment, by the way.
What?
He's a great wheel man. We talk about it ad nauseum, by the way. But hey, he's an all the wheel man.
I mean, we talk about it every week on this show. That's kind of like your MO is you're the wheel man.
That's all I got. I don't got satin pajamas. I don't got a mustache. All I got is the stories.
But you're a hell of a driver. You are.
Well, not only that, guys. I just see love and I just want to be a part of it.
Oh, stop.
And you guys love each other. Wait a minute. Stop it. I got 2 dozen roses, let's not forget, and literally pulled the petals off of the flowers
yes.
and spread them over the back seat.
I have photos.
What's love got to do with it?
I have photos of it.
It's just a secondhand emotion.
I was very
emotion.
Impressed. Whoa.
That's right. And then I had Twizzlers.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
This is how we originally bonded, by the way.
But a secondhand emotion.
Not over Whitney Hughes,
no.
Tina Turner.
Tina.
It was over 2002 by Anne-Marie.
Played last night. Remember that? Played
what?
Last night on my playlist.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we yeah. would walk up and down makeup and we would just start singing it and looking at each other and go, yeah, okay. And then we just kept doing pop songs as we yep. go by each other. That's how we originally bonded during
well,
your
I
early
remember the first time
dating.
I ever met you was at
a
WrestleMania
Carly Rae Jepsen concert.
In Orlando.
Well, we're going to get to that here in a second. I'm glad you brought it up.
Do you remember at WrestleMania in Orlando, you mm-hmm. were like in an elevator and I didn't even know who you were. You had just started, I guess.
Yep.
And I had met you in the elevator and we were chatting, whatever. And like, you told me about that like a year later, like, yeah, you were so nice to me. Like,
you're
I just remember
individual.
That. I'm so sweet.
Oh, there we God. Go. Boom. But I'm glad you brought up Carly Rae Jepsen because she has a new song that just came out. I listen to it all the time on Spotify. Cheap plug for Carly Rae. But one of the best things I ever taught Corey was when we were one of my moments I smile was when we were walking through the Manchester airport and we're walking through once you get through security, you go through like that store before you come out into the where the restaurants are. And the song's playing and he hits me and goes, you know why I hate you? I know that's Carly Rae Jepsen right now playing because when I drive, I play Carly Rae Jepsen most of the time. What
you play all the best music.
Thank you.
Like all the music that I love. Yes. Not like this, like old school, like, oh, punk rock. I used to work at a record store.
I used like, to that's do tattoos. The stuff
you yeah, see, this is what you, this is what the world doesn't get to see. The world gets to see me talk smack and be and insult everyone walking. They don't realize that I am teased every day of my life because I used to work in a record store. She has an impression of me that she does. And it's nowhere near as good as the one or time consuming as The Rock. She just goes, I work in a record store.
Well, because he says like, oh, Blink-182. I hate Blink-182. When I worked at a record store, everyone came in and asked for Blink-182. I'm like, well, no, you worked at a record store. Of course they're going to ask you for the Blink-182.
Hey, where's the new Nickelback? Nickelback sucks.
Like, I hate like, come on. You don't want that album.
But speaking of artistry, I do want to ask this to get us back on track before the wheels fall off the wagon here.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
It would go back to the mask. Did you have a hand in choosing the design, or did your better half kind of choose it for you?
The mask, I just wanted it to be my whole face, make sure everything was protected. But of course, I had to have some glitter put in there. Mm-hmm. And the one I'm debuting tonight is going to have even more rhinestones. I mean, I don't like to do anything like half. How do you say half?
Half-assed.
Half-assed. But can I say that?
I just did.
Well, you said 5 minutes ago, so okay.
Well, I don't like to do anything half-assed. I'm going to do something. I'm going all the way. She's so if using I'm having her a mask, whole ass. I'm going to use my whole booty, and I'm going to put glitter in the mask. It's going to be extra over the top. And I know how ridiculous it is. I know how ridiculous it is. But it works, and people are hating me, so I'm doing my job.
And you still right. look the same after the match that you did when
Thank
you started.
God, otherwise I would be single.
Guys, suck. Oh my God. Open the mouth, hell,
usually,
insert foot.
Usually Corey's the one that says, what the hell did I walk myself into? Now I'm sitting here on the other side of it for once.
Yeah.
You yeah, too. Is,
You're it, welcome.
This is the reality.
I love it. I miss it. I actually do miss being around you guys.
Aww.
I miss the travel with you guys.
Well, if you would just buck up and buy some satin pajamas, we'd invite you over and you could, you know, socialize. But that's the rule here at the new place. If you don't have satin pajamas, you're not welcome.
You can't sit with us.
They put a Browns logo on it, I get some satin pajamas.
If that's what it takes, I would allow that. I would allow you to wear Browns colors in my home, despite being a Steelers fan, because now I am not, it's not just full-blown Steelers in my house. I have to split the household.
With what?
We are not all Steelers fans in this house.
Oh, the Patriots. I forgot completely about all that. How's that work in the season?
You know what? It's okay. It's like recovery. I just don't even count these next few years. We had so many championships for so long that right now it's okay to take a little break.
Yeah, I'm you've been that. On top for so long. Just, you know, take a little breather.
We have to give someone else a chance.
Self-pity. I mean, I celebrate 6 wins, let alone Super Bowl. I mean, hey, it's fine. I'm just going to go cry in the corner now.
Your tears will sustain us. They're our sustenance.
Sustenance, not subsistence.
Last night, Carmella learned what the term sustenance means. And she has used it in every sentence since.
Put it into her vocabulary. Which I love it.
I'm not that dumb. I'm a pretty bright girl, but sometimes I say dumb things. I really do. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with it too. You can't do anything wrong. You're the best. You're the best person in that house.
Wow. Wow.
Love that for me.
I'm going to send Beth Phoenix and Wade Barrett really nice text messages right now and let them know that they're the best people on NXT 2.0, at least at the commentary desk. But I want to talk about NXT 2.0 because, Vic, as you know, it's become one of my favorite things in the WWE universe. Believe it or not, it has become one of Carmella's favorite parts of the week to the point where she's rearranged plans. She's like, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to watch NXT. It's gotten kind of out of hand, to be honest.
I love Tuesday nights. It's my favorite thing to do. I just feel like this new revamp of NXT, like not that I didn't like watching it before, because, you know, we're so in this job, in this world, right? So sometimes you need to get away from it. But I'm just so obsessed with NXT 2.0 that I look forward to watching it every single week.
Well, with that, I kind of want to get back to you and NXT because you're technically an OG if you think about it when it comes to the brand. But I have to ask you about Andre Chase and the infaction that Corey has with one of the newest aspiring superstars in NXT.
That's the guy with the sweater, right?
That's right.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I'm bad with names. We were watching it, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
It was 2 weeks ago. And in bed.
In bed, because that's what we do now. We just watch NXT in bed. We're like all old people in our satin PJs. And we were watching. And when he came out of the ring and he yelled, who was he up against? I can't remember.
I don't even remember.
I forget who he was wrestling.
Boa. He was against
Big Boa.
Boa.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And he yelled at him and Corey nearly rolled out of bed laughing hysterically. I had to rewind it to record it so I could just send it to him on a daily basis to make him laugh. It was hilarious.
It is taken, she uses it to the same effect that you do with the Chevy Chase sandwich.
Chevy
gift.
Chase. Yeah.
She just knows it's going to make me giggle or kick me out of whatever bad mood or funk I'm in. Now I get Andre Chase calling Boa an SOB, which I don't know why it got
me
so hard.
Oh my God. So good. Just the way you like slapped the ring and the way you looked at him. So good. Well,
who else has been standing out to you on NXT 2.0?
Well, obviously Toxic Attraction. I think it's really cool. I'm really happy for Mandy. I think it's great to get this sort of fresh coat of paint and, you know, it's an opportunity for her to show what she can do. And I think sometimes we get lost in the shuffle when we're on Raw and SmackDown because it's kind of, you know, whatever the storyline is. And if you're not in the story, you're just waiting for an opportunity. And sometimes the opportunity doesn't come. So for her to have this opportunity in NXT, I think it's amazing. And she's showing this whole other side of her, especially with the two girls she's with. I think it's different. And it's fresh, and I'm excited to see where it goes.
Well, Mandy had said something semi-recently, I don't remember if it was in an interview or on social media, but about wanting to be respected for what she does in the ring and not just a pretty face.
Good luck, because when you're pretty, that doesn't happen.
Wow.
I wasn't expecting
guns a-blazing. So talk to me about that.
Obviously, we struck a nerve.
Clearly.
Yes, because it fires me up. It really does. I get so upset with those when I hear something like that because she's pretty and she's a babe and she has a great body, then she can't be good in the ring. She just can't.
This is something that you've dealt with in your past.
Yeah. When I got signed in NXT, I remember Bill DeMott was like, you know, you're going to have to work twice as hard as everyone else because you're pretty. And I'm like, what? I just remember being like, that is crazy. Because, you know, you see all these girls from the past that were like gorgeous and like models and all of that. So I just was like, that's kind of crazy to hear from a coach. Like, you're going to have to work twice as hard because people aren't going to respect you because of how you look. And it just blew my mind. I remember thinking, okay, noted and challenge accepted. And that's what I did. I mean, I was the last draft pick when I came to SmackDown and I just busted my butt and I've made history left and right. I've done some amazing things in this business and I'm not sorry for that. I'm not apologizing for that. I'm proud of myself for that. But no matter what, I'm never going to get the respect I deserve because of the way I look. And that's just how it is. If I didn't look like this and I have the same matches and I've had the same career and I've been people, oh my God, Carmella's amazing. We love her because I look how I do. I'm not going to get the respect
I deserve. You're basically the Tom Brady of WWE.
Exactly. I tweet that all the time. People get mad at me. But really
you were the last overall pick, went on to massive success. And you're not, you know, not too hard on the eyes.
And I'm dating Giselle, so it's
I am Giselle. I am fully
embracing.
Yeah,
with that mustache, brother, you certainly are. I tell you what. You know, but I do want to, it goes back to what I said earlier, underappreciated. I don't want to cross a line here, but Becky, Charlotte, Sasha, Bailey, they will always get the headlines for whatever
always.
Reason, right, wrong, or indifferent. And
always.
It's that tier that's underneath them, such as yourself, that maybe get forgotten, but yet you have forged this great career. So my question to you is, now that I'm really into NXT 2.0 and I see these men and women every single day, what's the message from Carmella to that next generation of WWE superstar?
I think it's all about your character. You know, I've said that since day one. You have to connect with the audience. You have to make them feel a certain way, whether they love you or they hate you. Get them to feel a certain type of way. Anyone can go in there and do moves. Anyone. Doesn't matter if you're great at the moves or okay at the moves or you get by at the moves. Anyone can go do the moves. But it's about making the audience feel a certain type of way. Vic, and that's what it's all about.
Vic has that baffled look on his face right now because this is what Vic says every single week.
Really?
What? It's funny because, look, I've never stepped foot in the ring. The first time you and I met, first time I met Corey, I asked him for advice. He gave me advice. And then he told me later on after the first time we drove together, yeah, I just thought you were just like some dude. I was like, yeah, cool. I mean, yeah, he's great and everything, but you know, whatever. And so, but I've learned when you come from the independence, quote unquote, and you're in Chicago, what, Graves, how many times did you work Chicago? A year. Once or twice?
A handful, yeah, sure.
So people are going to want to see you once or twice because, oh, he does this great clothesline or this great moonsault. You're in Chicago every Monday or every Tuesday or every Friday. What are you going to do differently to connect with the audience to make them give a damn about you? Everyone exactly. needs to be relatable. And that is, I say it every week. Talk about nauseam. I preach it every week. And now I'm going to get off my high horse. I'm going to sit back down and relax. Woosah.
You're like 9 feet tall. Are you ever not on a high horse?
I'm not 9 feet tall. I'm 6'4". Thank you very much. And in skinny jeans, I look 6'6".
Wow.
My mom made fun of my skinny jeans the other day, by the way.
Oh, I would too. She's a good mother. Really
ripped my ass for wearing skinny jeans. What are you wearing? What are those? Skinny jeans? You're skinny enough. What the heck are you doing? Like, thanks, Barb. Appreciate it.
Oh my God. That's great.
Who else? So obviously a lot has changed in WWE over the past several weeks. We had the draft, new faces. Who is Carmella excited to mix it up with now on Monday Night Raw? And who else are you excited to watch in this new opportunity?
I'm really excited to be on Raw because I feel like there's an opportunity for a lot of fresh matchups. I've never wrestled Doudrop. I never wrestled Rhea. I would love to kick Rhea's butt. And I'm obsessed with Rhea. Like, as a fan, I just love her. I just think she's so different. She just like owns who she is. She's 25. When I was 25, I didn't know what the hell I was doing with my life. I just got signed with NXT. I'm like, who am I? What am I doing? I don't know what my character should be. She knows who she is and she leans into that. And I just like, I'm obsessed with her. I have a girl crush on her. I think she's just like, beautiful. She's great in the ring. She's just different. And I think, you know, every time she comes out, she gets a great react. Like the fans love her, you know? And I just, I would love to get in the ring with her.
You bring up Rhea. Does it baffle you sometimes when you think about people's age, Rhea? You just mentioned Cora Jade at NXT right now is only 20 years old. Do you, having gone through that process, sit back and go, damn, she was 19 when she got signed. Aaliyah, another one who was signed at a very young age that, you know, you had a time to come up with. Does it baffle you sometimes when you think of 20 years old?
It blows my mind because I feel like if I had got signed at 19 or 20, I would not be in the position I'm in. I would be just I looked at the world differently when I was that age. I'm grateful that I got signed at 24 because I kind of, even though I was still a mess, I had kind of figured some things out. But I feel like for these girls, I mean, I give them so much credit and so much kudos to like know who they are and just like try new things and just be like Aaliyah. So happy for her. She's finally in the, I was training with her in NXT, you know, and I've been on SmackDown for over 5 years now, and she's just now getting in the mix, and I'm really excited for her.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. I love sports. I know you do too. I also know that lots of you exercise, but if you're like me and my wife, the beloved sports gal, you're sick and tired of ugly, uncomfortable workout gear, especially, you know, I do a lot of walking. I walk around LA. I make calls. I listen to podcasts. Here are two words that will change everything. Vuori Clothing, a line of activewear that is unbelievable. The best thing about Vuori is you can lounge around in it. You can work out in it. You can go outside. You can go shopping down your local wherever. And you never feel like you're either underdressed or overdressed. You're just comfortable. You can wear it when you're training, traveling, lounging around the house. Go get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet. Here's the deal. Our listeners get 20% off their first purchase at Vuori.com/Simmons. Once again, Vuori.com/Simmons.
I'm excited for all the new matchups for you. I love your journey. I love both you guys. But before we let you go, typically Corey's the one that steers this ship and asks the tough questions. I want to get from you the 5 most embarrassing things that you've learned about the gentleman sitting to your right.
We can't do this on my show.
No, yes, we can. You quiet.
Did you just shush me on my show? I'm being ganged up on again. I made one stupid remark, and I'm paying for it all week.
Maybe even next week, because I think Carmella should come back.
I'll help you.
What are some embarrassing things?
They don't exist.
That's not true. There's a lot of things that are embarrassing. Help me think right now. Put it on the spot.
I'm surprised you didn't hit me with the first one.
What?
You always have to be right.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. And my favorite thing about this relationship is when I prove him to be wrong. My favorite thing is like when we have our podcast, Bear With Us, relationship podcast, I talk things like a fight we might have because he always has to be right. And then we talk about the fight and then the listeners are like, oh yeah, Carmela's right. And it's like, I told you that you're not always right. So I'm grateful sometimes.
But the fans never think I'm right, even when I am.
But you're not always right. It's just, it's really embarrassing, babe, that you always have to write. Have some humility.
Mm. So that was one. There's one embarrassing thing about Corey Graves, not five.
The second thing is that he used to work at a record store and he doesn't let you forget it. Like, basically when he meets people, he's like, hi, I'm Corey. Also, I used to work at a record store.
You hear that? Our cats just got upset upstairs and tried to jump through the wall because you're insulting their father.
What else?
Nickelback's down aisle 16.
Okay, now the whole world's in on it. I'm going to have people sticking their tongue out and throwing devil horns and going, bleh, every time they see me walking through the airport. Hey, Grace. Bleh.
You guys, can you please do that to him? Please.
This coming from the person who said, put die Vic die signs in the crowd, which happened, by the way. Thank you very much.
It happened. So, listen. Yeah, now I'm going to walk out on Monday and everyone in Sacramento is just going to make this disgusting hairball noise. Go, that might be interesting if you get like 10,000 people doing it at once.
Please, can we do that?
Like,
can
move
we
just over, hit row. Everyone's going to be like, it's become like one of those Budweiser commercials with the Bud Light.
There's got to be more.
Maybe the other embarrassing thing is that he's tongue-tied. He talks for a living, yet he's tongue-tied. Can we say that as a fun fact? It's
literally,
not embarrassing.
Literally tongue-tied.
But his tongue is tied.
That little piece of skin that everyone has under their tongue, their frenum, mm-hmm. mine attaches like at the very front of my tongue. I can only stick my tongue out like a little bit.
Let me see.
Ew, babe, embarrassing.
Oh, is that fun? Okay.
Yeah, that was great. So how do you go with a little bit of
exactly,
little tongue like
that? Exactly, he doesn't.
Oh, okay, I can't. I don't. It's done to me. It's done at me. It's not something I appreciate or enjoy.
But you guys have that BB Mac album. He's like, BB Mac.
Yeah, no,
I'm hardcore.
Crap, yeah. Motorhead down aisle two.
No one likes BB Mac.
No one does like BB Mac.
I love BB Mac.
BB Mac's pretty good, actually.
Back oh, my here, God. Baby. Yeah. What else? While we are just decimating my self-esteem.
Come on, we got one more.
Whatever. Come on, Vic. You know me as well as she does.
He doesn't
eat. I can't
eat?
Say the things like, that I can't get in that. He doesn't eat?
He doesn't
That's
eat.
True. Actually,
I've
you don't eat a
lot. I've never met anyone like him. Yeah. It's weird. I love to eat. So we, like, in the morning I have to eat. As soon as I wake up, we go out for dinner and he's like, oh, I haven't eaten today. I'm like, how does one forget to eat? He's like, it's just not a priority. I'm like, okay, did they teach you that at the record store?
I couldn't take breaks. That's actually pretty fair because I'll have a coffee in the morning. I usually skip lunch and then I have dinner.
Yeah.
And
see,
I have small little
weird.
Snacks throughout
My
the day.
God,
so actually,
I wish
can't
I could
go
forget.
Against that one.
I wish I could forget to eat. I just can't. I just love to.
Back at you. Now I got that BB Mac song in my head. Yeah.
That's a
good one. You need you so. Okay. I know
that's
it.
A
just
good
because I don't like
tune.
It doesn't mean I don't know it. I watch
again,
TRL.
Again, everyone that's 35, 36, 37, 40, you know these songs. You choose to lie to yourself if you say you don't.
Like when BB Mac would be at number one, I would call my girlfriend like on the landline phone. Oh my God, BB Mac's number one today on TRL. It's like, that's huge. Because you can just watch the video.
Only way Corey cared was like, oh, Korn's number one. Yeah. I love TRL, Korn.
He's like, I hate TRL. I work at a record store.
He wants to wrap this up and say goodbye to everybody. So.
Aww. Babe, thanks for letting us make fun of you.
Yeah, it was fun.
You guys, he's normal, right? He's just
Smooches.
He's a human, just like the rest of us, even
With
though he wants
mustache.
You to think that he's some, you know, miserable grump. He's actually a very sweet, sensitive human, very romantic.
Yeah. Vic, you were mentioning one of my more romantic gestures that you were privy to prior
you
to us
get
recording.
Into it?
I mean, let's just, we can discuss the plot that we had hatched, that you and I had hatched.
So this is the backstory. Carmela was having, I think, a rough travel day. She had a couple of delays. Something had happened. And I said, and Corey goes, I got to do something. I go, let's get in the car. Let's go figure something out. What's coming up that we can do?
I know.
Let's go get Christmas lights. So we went to a Dollar General or something. We spent a lot, I spent with him a lot of time because he really was into this. I kind of was just going along because I had nothing else to do. I forget what town we were in. and we bought Christmas lights, candy. I almost tried to talk him into getting this talking stuffed bear that said, "I love you. I love you." But he didn't want to get into that.
Nightmare fuel.
And it was all sorts of stuff. So he gets in the room. We're standing on the chairs. I'm afraid we're going to break the chair. And he's stringing these lights on. He's sweating because he's trying to get this done. He's got a bottle of wine in the room. There might have been food. I don't remember. Everything's set up. I said, "Hey, man, take care. Have a good night. Hopefully she gets in. Everything's fine. Don't bother him all night. See him the next day. How did it go? Everything good?" She didn't even make it.
I had a travel day from hell.
She had a terrible travel day.
And I was at a different hotel. Yes. Yep. And I just wanted to go to bed. I had a pay-per-view the next day. I had a big match. And I just remember being like, "I just want to go to bed." And I didn't understand when he's like, "Come on, just come on." And I'm like, "Babe, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow." And then I get a video.
She didn't know, but the room was spectacular. It was set up. It was done Corey Graves style. He is a very sensitive, caring individual.
Very sensitive. Emphasis on the sensitive.
Sensitive.
I think
very
he didn't talk to me
well
for like 2 days just because I didn't come to the decorated hotel room. Because
yeah,
I wanted
he might have
to sleep.
Been talking to me to talk to you. That might have been how it happened at the
yes
thing. You're like, "I'm not talking to her. Go tell her that
he
if she wants
so
to talk
mad
to me."
Yeah, it was. It was very, very much elementary school.
Very. Like,
I can't go over there and get that Diet Coke because like, Carmella's relax there. I'm not going to do it. Like, "Oh, come on, dude. It's okay." Be like, "No, it's not because the love ballads are in aisle six."
All right, we're done here. Enough is enough. You've besmirched me enough for the last time this week, at least. Thank you to Carmella for hanging out. And
thanks for having me. This was so fun.
This was fun. I enjoyed this.
This was a good time.
Aside from, you know, the
it's nice to put you in your place
bashing
a little bit. You
okay
know?
All right. No, fine. I'll take go it. I suppose I've earned
woe
it.
Woe is me.
Woe is me.
Now he's not going to talk to me for 2 days.
Great. He'll be texting me to text you. Tell her yeah I need the milk out of the fridge. Like, okay.
Ask her if I can borrow her BB Mac album.
Mello, before we let you go back upstairs, what are you up to? What are you working on? Where can the WWE universe find what you're working on?
Well, you can find me at Carmella WWE. On my Instagram, you'll find all of my impression videos. And I have a wine. I just launched a rosé. It's called Coppa Cagna, which means boss babe in Italian. And it's more than just a wine. It's all about embracing your inner boss babe. And we're just like a community trying to, you know, lift other women up and just be who you are and find your confidence. And that's what it's all about. So Coppa Cagna, CAPACAGNA. If you need a little pick me up, follow us, follow me, and we'll get you feeling good about yourself.
I'm feeling good about myself. I am feeling good because you are joining me on Monday Night Raw. That starts right after Crown Jewel. Good luck tonight. Hopefully you defeat Zelina and you get to take that long flight with me to the other side of the earth. But until then, follow at After the Bell WWE on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find me at WWE Graves. You can find Vic at Vic Joseph WWE. Listen for free, F-R-E-E, free on Spotify. Just search After the Bell. Hit the follow button so that you never miss an episode. We'll be back next week with more wisdom, more vitriol, and more WWE After the Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower what's next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.